Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Health officials in Indiana have declared a public health emergency after an outbreak of HIV in Scott County. That's located about 30 miles north of Louisville, Kentucky. Indiana Governor Mike Pence declared the emergency and announced the state would support a short-term needle exchange program.
I'm giving the authority to local officials today to establish a focused short-term program on the basis of a public health emergency. I don't believe that effective anti-drug policy involves handing out paraphernalia to drug users by government officials. I reject that. In this case, and I want to tell you, I've reflected very deeply on this and prayed about it. We're talking about people's lives here. We're talking about a public health emergency.
That's Indiana Governor Mike Pence speaking to reporters at a news conference yesterday. Since late January, 79 people have been diagnosed with HIV, most of them in Scott County. According to local public health officials, a majority of those infected shared a needle with an infected person while injecting Opana. That's a prescription painkiller. Joining me now is Dr. William Cook of the Foundation's Family Medicine Health Clinic in Austin, Indiana. That's the only health clinic serving the Austin area. Dr. Cook, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, Todd.
Describe, if you would, the state of the outbreak, the epidemic in your area right now.
Yeah, it's rapidly evolving. The cases are growing exponentially, as we would expect in a situation like this, where we have an index case spreading a virus in a community through IV drug use.
Now, we heard from Governor Mike Pence there on an emergency needle exchange program. That's a 30-day emergency that he signed on to. We don't know what will happen after that. Explain how much you think that will help, given all of the other resources that this rural part of Indiana appears to be lacking.
Yeah. As far as the HIV response, I think the governor is coming through in a strong way. I appreciate him giving us every tool that we need to face this crisis. He's going against his political interests and allowing us to do a needle exchange program in Austin, and I really want to thank him for that. He's promised me personally that he's going to get us everything that we possibly need to address this.
Now, the governor said in the statement that we played that he doesn't think handing out clean needles is good anti-drug strategy. This is sort of a different imperative, though. This is anti-HIV strategy. Are needle exchange programs proven to help with the spread of the epidemic, the HIV side of this problem?
Absolutely. The evidence is overwhelming in favor of using clean needles to get a outbreak like this under control.
So, Dr. Cook, describe the area where you're working there in Austin, in rural Indiana. There have been a lot of complaints and criticisms, not of the governor directly, but the needle exchange is only a very, very small part of the picture because the area is largely underserved, and that's making the job for public health officials and doctors like you and other workers very, very difficult.
That's true. I've been there for a little over 10 years and have been facing overwhelming need there the whole time I've been there. We've been trying to address the problems of drug abuse, of poverty, of poor health access, limited insurance, stretching into the area. We are responding locally because the patients here don't have a means of transportation. So we're going to respond locally. Starting Tuesday, we're going to have a multidisciplinary HIV clinic right there in Austin, in my office, providing them the means they need to get insurance, to connect with an infectious disease doctor, to connect with an addiction counselor. We're trying to open the doors up completely to this community to try to address not just the HIV problem, but the underlying problem of drug abuse in the county.
Testing is just gravely important, right? Because as all the legwork goes on in terms of identifying the index cases, the people they may have shared needles with or even had sex with over the last months or years, many of the people who may have been in contact with those people that you're following might not even know they're infected.
That's absolutely true. You don't have symptoms in the beginning. You don't know that you're sick. These are 20, 30-year-old young people who are otherwise healthy. And that's one of the challenges is they're not connected into the medical community because they've been healthy otherwise. They don't feel sick right now.
It may be that hindsight for me is very easy here, Dr. Cook, but I wonder if it hasn't taken an HIV outbreak and all of the coverage of it and the scrambling to contain it to really bring that IV drug problem into focus. I mean, were you getting this kind of response from the governor or policymakers in your state or even the CDC before you had an HIV outbreak in your community?
No. Like I said, I've been there for over 10 years. been asking for help, going to charitable foundations, going to government institutions, health departments, saying we have a real problem here. We need help. We don't have the means that we need to meet the needs here. And for whatever reason, you know, we compartmentalize things so much. This was a underrepresented, poor kind of shadow community that not very many people want to acknowledge or think about, but it affects all of us because, as we're seeing in this situation, you know, you get a virus like HIV spreading through that community, that subculture, it will spread out beyond that. But no, prior to this, we really didn't have a lot of help. We are getting attention now. I'm very hopeful and optimistic that by addressing this issue in a comprehensive way, we can not only address the HIV problem, but also the IV drug use problem, and then also the underlying issue of poverty, hopelessness, lack of opportunity. I want to use this to bring more opportunities to Austin to develop new programs where we can be educating people and getting them moved into the workforce.
Well, dire conditions in rural southern Indiana now have the attention of policymakers and the governor in that state. 79 people have been diagnosed with HIV, apparently stemming from IV drug use in that community. Dr. William Cook at Foundations Family Medicine in Austin, Indiana. Thank you so much.
Thank you.